home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hello, everybody. It's back to Rated G Radio, and hopefully we're not going to have technical difficulties, or at least not too many today. I'm getting the show back up and running after taking a little bit of a hiatus because the day job had weird, wacky work hour schedules, and so we've had to kind of postpone our guests, including Stephanie Girard, who's going to be joining us today and taking your call. So look for more shows with all kinds of guests coming up in the very near future. But today we are welcoming back Stephanie Girard. She is she's been on the show forever, and she's very popular with you, which explains why we have so many callers calling in today. And want to welcome Stephanie back to Rated G Radio. How are you, my dear?
Good morning, Garrett. I am doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. From my end, because it's a technical issue on my end, the sound coming through from the listeners and also you sounds very, very low. It is not you, it's me. So, you know, I'm going to act like I need miracle ears in both ears today. Hopefully you can hear me okay, and we'll have a great show. So what's been going on in your world?
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm here in the Pacific Northwest, and I believe everyone is well aware of the forest fires going on. And at present, I have all the windows and doors closed in the house and the air conditioner running because of the smoke in the air. Yesterday we had cinder ash falling, and it's still falling today, although not as much. However, in this neck of the woods, it's not real pretty. So there's a lot of people. I've got family being evacuated in Oregon right now. Level 1 and level 2 evacuations have been issued. So, you know, then we have Hurricane Harvey and then now Hurricane Irma. There's a lot of purging and cleansing of the earth going on right now. And here is something that I find interesting about it. I believe everyone is very well aware of the solar eclipse we just had on, the 21st of August, I believe. And this was major, major El Zapo energy. It is purging, cleansing. It is affecting people just like crazy in terms of where people are at in their lives, what's going on, what the challenges are. And honestly, it feels like many of us have hit this almost like a body slam of this reality. It's like what we were so comfortable doing in our lives has not only come to a screaming halt, it's like we're being forced to switch railroad tracks and hop over to the right or to the left and keep going, but now in a brand new way. And then Mercury finally, thankfully, went direct yesterday. And this was wreaking havoc in the midst of the solar eclipse. And by the way, for everyone listening, the solar eclipse energies did not happen only on the 21st and then we can close the door. Oh, no, 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 no. This goes on. This will carry on for roughly 6 to 8 months or so. So this forward push, this forward movement is going to be prevalent within all of us. Mercury went direct. Also, about 2-3 weeks ago, the planet Saturn went direct. And I know I'm talking a little bit of astrology here. Saturn in everyone's charts helps to define a person's life. Saturn is what pushes us into the life that we're supposed to be leading, quote-unquote supposed to be. And so when it was going backwards for the last several months, I think all of us felt like, well, things are kind of calming down, things are slowing down, okay. A lot of us got real cozy and comfortable in that, but when it went direct here a couple, 3 weeks ago, it's a call to action. So if we weren't really ready for this action or present, between that and the eclipse in Mercury retrograde, I think we're all getting a little universal kick in the pants and being pushed forward. So I wanted to put a voice to this because many people I am visiting with and helping right now are at all of these strange crossroads. Things that used to be in their lives no longer are. And we really are having to face this decision. Do we want to change or do we not? And then to boot, last night at, 12:03 a.m. Pacific time, the full moon in Pisces took place. And it's still, we're still in the full moon energies right now. But Pisces is a water sign. It is also the fish swimming against each other. So it's a time where we are tuning into our intuition. It's a time to really pay attention to these emotions and to release them. Now, Garrett, last night, this was fantastic. I was actually on the phone from 12:03 a.m. forward, helping to facilitate a healing for someone out in the world. And it was magnificent. It was the most beautiful session. And this went on for an entire hour. And it was such a perfect, perfect time. And you know, Garrett, it was all of these experiences of facilitating healings and doing readings are fabulous. However, to be in that moment, in those energies, and having that take place, it was a real serious wow factor. I was wide awake for most of the night, probably, because it was so powerful. So anyway, it's just important to mention all of these aspects because we really are being affected. And I'm running into people who are like, well, yeah, that sounds all well and good, and I don't believe in this. And I always say, well, you don't have to. But trust me and believe me when I say this, you are being affected. And so then we talk about things, then the lights come on, and it's like, oh, okay, well, yes, I am going through this as a matter of fact. So how has it impacted you, Garrett? Any changes?
Well, I mean, take a look at Facebook. I cut off all my hair and dyed it silver, and, you know, where do you want to start? You know, I got rid of the trademark that I've had for 100 years. And so, I mean, it was funny because the eclipse happened and everything happened. And I finished doing a TV show last weekend and I messaged my hair guy and I said, Larry, I'm done. I don't have to be blonde Jesus for a while. So it's time to go. So, you know, I've been growing out my hair and regrowing it out for the different media projects I've been on. And this is the first time I've had short hair probably in, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And I said, we're going to dye it silver. And, you know me, Stephanie, we've met. Blonde is the trademark.
Oh, yes.
And the blonde is gone.
Oh, yes, it is.
You know, and so, you know, from that to, you know, professionally completely going into a new direction at my present employer, which is fantastic. I've started a new, I don't want to say a new fitness routine. I've just added to it. I ride my bike to work now. And, you know, just the changes that are going on, people are like, wow, you look really great. And it's like, well, it's probably because I cut my hair so I don't look so big. And then, you know, I'm sure riding the bike doesn't hurt. And, you know, it's all these little changes that are coming along. And, you know, it's interesting. It's not the one big thing. You know, you think, okay, it's going to be when da-da-da-da happens. It's not that at all. It's the fact that it's a little thing here, a little thing there. And they all add up and start really making tremendous impacts on what you're doing in the world. And so whether it's getting your hair cut or doing 50 extra sit-ups or, you know, eating healthy or getting enough sleep at night or whatever the case is, I mean, it all contributes to helping you be a better person. And so I'm experiencing a lot of that energy. And I will tell you, for anybody who's not had the opportunity to actually experience a healing or a reading with Stephanie firsthand, you have to do this. And this is an unpaid endorsement, people. I am telling you because I've experienced it firsthand. So it is absolutely true. And we'll talk about the workshop you're going to be part of on September 16th down in Long Beach. You're coming back down to the Southern California area. But, we've talked on the phone. We've talked over Facebook. We've talked over emails. We've done all of that. And then my first chance to actually meet Stephanie in person was a couple of months ago at a workshop that she's part of with Rebecca Fisk, America's Top 50 Psychic. You can listen to the replay. It's already available on iTunes as a podcast for Rated G Radio. That was yesterday's show, plug, plug. And Stephanie did this amazing theta healing for the entire group that was there. And I will tell you, at the end of this, she goes, okay, everybody stand up. And I've told her this afterwards, so this is not like this is a big secret, but I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can stand up. And I got up. I was so dizzy and lightheaded from what had just taken place energetically that I actually needed to put my hands on the table just to steady myself. And I didn't tell her this or any of the group. I told Stephanie after the fact, I said, what in the heck happened here? And she said, well, we just moved a bunch of energy. And it is absolutely If I use the word stunning or awesome or really cool, you know, all the overused words, but it really was. And I highly encourage you to do that. Stephanie's got her website on the show page here, and you can go there to, you know, book a reading, find out more information and all of that fun stuff. But yeah, it's crazy right now, all the stuff that's going on.
It is crazy, Garrett. And the most important thing, I think, throughout everything that we're experiencing right now is, number one, it is a call to action, and it is time to light the fire. And like you say, just make those little changes. It's the little changes that create the big change. And even within the sessions that I facilitate, which, by the way, I have a special, and we'll get to that. But even within the sessions that I facilitate, it's interesting because it's not so much the big things that are being cleaned up and wiped out. It's the little things. And it's teaching people more about the little things, you know, the tools that we can have, like, say, at the ground level, so that we can keep that with us as we move forward and start taking on the big things. So you're absolutely correct. All these little changes that we can make really do help to create the big picture. And I am finding that many people have blocks to this simply because, and it must be the culture here in America, unless we're just busy moving the entire mountain, then we're not being productive. And it really does start with that very first building block, that first breath.
Totally.
First step. We have to do it just one little step at a time, one at a time. So it's retraining people to understand this. And you know, oftentimes, well, what can I do to change my life? And the first thing that I do suggest is to people is when you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes, express your gratitude to whoever
Absolutely.
You pray to, Source, Creator, God. My eyes are open. I'm here today. I have eyes to see. I have my senses. All these steps, that this is major. We're honoring our divinity, and this is what we're learning at this space and time, is to really honor the divine. And it really does start with what is already here. You know, where America teaches this rush, rush, rush culture, and it's like, hey, what's going on here? You know, it's confusing, it's difficult, it's hard. But when we break it down for our own selves and in our lives, one little step that I've taken is that I found myself a yoga teacher, and she teaches one-on-one. And that's very important to me. So what I'm learning about is the power of the breath, the power inhaling and exhaling. And it's interesting because after my very first session with her, I had a chiropractic adjustment the following day. And normally, one of my spine vertebrae, the L5, is somewhat challenged, let's put it that way. And yet on that particular morning, he was surprised. Because he said that, wait, there's not a problem. Let me muscle test to get. Let's do this, let's do that. He said, what are you doing that's different? And I said, breathing. And he started laughing, and he said, you know what, though? It's funny, but it's not. So many people really do not know how to breathe, and they do not take the time to be present with the power of the breath. So this is extremely powerful. So, you know, on the upcoming workshop, that will be part of the opening meditation, is to get tuned into the power of the breath. It's amazing. It's our life force. So it sounds minuscule, yet it's a very big deal. And, boy, it's so powerful, Garrett. It's amazing. Wonderful.
Well, you know, for those who get it, they're like, oh, my gosh, totally. And if you don't get it, that's okay, because you will sometimes.
It is okay.
So
yes.
We've got a bunch of callers today. Are you ready to talk to maybe even a first-time caller?
Absolutely. Oh, this is fun. Yes, I love first-time callers. Okay.
Well, we're going to welcome Patty Ann to the show. Patty Ann, welcome to the program. You are now live with Stephanie, and what's your question?
Hey, Stephanie. Thank you, and Garrett as well. I'm in a rut, and I listened to everything you said about moving forward and everything. And I don't know where to be. Been married. Actually, our first date was on Sunday, Labor Day, 18 years ago.
Aww.
And
cool.
Things are not good. Things are not good at this point. And so I was just wondering if you get any vibes or anything.
Sure. Okay. So first of all, with your birthday information.
July 1st, 1967. Oh,
yes.
July 1st, 1967.
That.
Okay.
Yes, thank you. And your life path number, just so you know, is a number 4. And number 4, what this asks of the person is to provide the form and structure. And so in your life, in your world, whether in your home, at work, with kids, in your relationship, your friends, the focus for you has always been you are the one that provides the structure. You're the one that comes to the table and says, okay, I think if we do this and this and this, it will work, and it does. You're the party planner, you're the team player, and all of these things. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So in the matter of your relationship at present, with all of the energies that I talked about already, this is mm-hmm. part of what's happening. And so in a nutshell, the things that are no longer serving our highest and best are separating from us to make room for that which will bring in the highest and best. So in the matter of your relationship, what I do see, your marriage, what I do see is that even though there are thoughts and intentions and well wishes of thinking about making this work, yet it's rough, and because of certain events that have taken place between the two of you, it looks like both of you, it's like you're both ready, you know, the old school gunfight where you take 20 paces away from each other and then turn real quick. You two are finished with that even. It's like both of you are entering this space where you're tired of the fight, and mm-hmm. there's still some arguing going on, and yet it's the answer there is also clear on the table too. So what I do see is, for right now anyway, probably a parting of ways, and but it doesn't mean that you two will be completely disconnected. It's almost like more of a trial separation first to see if this is what you two really want.
Oh,
or
my
maybe
God,
that's already
I cannot
in place.
Believe you're saying this. I cannot believe you're saying this because I asked for this on Saturday.
Okay.
I have an opportunity to go live with my sister in Northern California. And I said, why don't I just go for 2 months?
Yes.
And he threw a fit. And he said, I can't do 2 different households at one time. And we also have 17-year-old twin boys. And he said, I'm not gonna allow you to do this. And I said, well, I've been asking for a divorce for many years. And he won't do that either. And for you to say separation, because both my twins said, Mom, it would probably be better if you guys weren't together.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Yeah.
I don't know where to be with the situation. I just... breaking my heart. And it's not a loving place to be around my house.
Sure. Exactly. Exactly. There, regardless of the resistance, there will be a trial separation. I don't feel it's going to be for that exact amount of time. It may be more like for anywhere from 2 weeks out to about 5 weeks. So it will be a trial regardless, even if you ended up staying local with a friend, you know, because he really doesn't know what to do without you. He does and he doesn't. So, and when we are in relationships, we usually tend to hurt those who are the closest ones to us. Why? Because we're in pain. So he really is in his own internal emotional turmoil of pain, and you have been simply responding to that over the very long haul. Not that both of you don't need counseling or one needs it and the other doesn't. I would say both of you, you know, could definitely use some help in healing. My special, it's $99 for 1 hour, so that's something to think about, to put it on the back burner. But anyway, it is also a time for you to gather yourself back up in a sense and take your own power back, because it's like you see what you want, but yet you feel like you're balancing on a high wire with just one toe, and you just know that you're going to fall off. But it doesn't really have to be that way. It's a perception. So your kids are your strongholds. You know, they're the left and the right. You definitely have created a very good structure there with the grounding and with your number four. And you, anyway, the trial separation would definitely serve you well for your highest and best. I do see you taking some time and space more local than where you felt like your first destination was going to be. So anyway, yeah, we can go further into it if you wanted to get the special. That would be great.
All right.
So anyway,
I will check.
Love and blessings.
I will check your space and try to set one of those up with you. Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
You're very welcome. Thanks.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you. Have a great day. And you know, and going back real quick to talking about what you know, part of this is, and maybe you can explain it a little bit for folks. I was just cutting cables and cutting cords, or pulling plugs and cutting cords, and what that means, because it sounds so, like, you know, foofy, but then you experience it that for the first time, you're like, whoa, holy cow, what just happened here? And then you say, well, I think I've got more cords and plugs, and you go back a second time, you're like, oh my gosh, holy cow. So what do you do? Because, I mean, seriously, this is no joke, because it sounds crazy until you do it the first time, and then you start experiencing those changes. You helped me specifically with a couple of very yucky situations that were going on, and I was like, you know, whatever, you know, because I'm a doubting Thomas until I have it, you know, experience it the first time, and then it's like, oh my gosh, everybody's got to do this. So what is Theta Energy Healing, and what are some of the things that you do when you're helping people for your $99 for an hour special?
Yes. So first of all, I am, and this is for Patty as well, I know you're still listening, I am an energy healer first and foremost. That is my natural gift and has been my whole life. So what happens with this, I have combined several modalities together without, you know, taking too much time in that department. But what it is number one, checking the energy of a person's brain, left brain, right brain, and all the components to it. Sounds crazy, but there's a purpose and a reason. Energies, usually we have negative energies that reside. One of the most common energies for people is abandonment, injustice, and unworthiness. I call these energies the human condition. So anyway, the energies are identified for the specific individual, and then those energies are released from the brain, transmuted to love and light, and then the energy of love and forgiveness is brought in. And why? Because we live on a planet that has the light and the dark, which is the yin and the yang. Love and forgiveness is also the yin and the yang. So that energy is put in the brain. Next is the chakras, moving through each one of the chakras, figuring out to what percent is this person's chakra even operating. And especially for a first timer, normally the answer is zero. The chakras, energetically speaking, are not working. Again, energies are identified, cleared out, love and forgiveness put in place. Then the thing that does happen that makes 1,000% difference in the world is that the energy of the root chakra is connected directly to source. Why? In our spine, in our back, we have the spinal fluid. We have the tailbone at the base. The tailbone is a pump. And this pump sends the fluid up into our brainstem and back down again. And it's steady all the time, every moment, every day of our life. This is important. Next are the energies in the aura. What we don't realize is that the simple act of waking up in bed and then, you know, just sitting up, that can cause a little leak or a little tear, whatever. The aura is put back together again, healed and sealed. Energies are separated out. You know, we go out into the world, we get in our car, we drive, we go to the grocery store. All these simple things, we're picking up energies. And there's ways of protecting ourselves, and that's something that is also discussed in a session, because it's going to be a little bit different for each person, because people have their own belief systems and understanding, and so I work with that. There's no judgment about anyone's belief systems. So anyway, all of that. Then in a situation like Patty's, for example, because we've now already spoken to her, in Theta healing, there are several different forms of healing, and I believe one of them that you experience, Garrett, is what we call an energetic divorce. And what this does is that it separates the energies of both parties involved so that each person can actually just step back into their own space without the bleeding over of the other person's energies. There's more to it than that, or I should say additional things. But aside from that, what Garrett is talking about, everyone, is that there are also psychic hooks. Again, using Patty as an example, because we've already had a discussion on the phone, there are likely psychic hooks between her and her husband. Knowingly or unknowingly, it doesn't matter. Those are simply released and dissolved. Next, we have cords, but there's quite a little spiel. Oaths, vows, contracts, chains, binds, etheric lines, heart valves, obligations. And there's even more to it. All of this stuff, and I call it stuff, but they're sources of negativity that attach to us. And if you can simply imagine a spider web that continues to wrap itself around us, and at first it's thin, at first it's like, oh, I think something's in the way, but I'm not sure. But then someone else, we get the great big spider, and it's like, zonk, you know, they send it right into, let's say, our solar plexus. Or they send it right straight into our energy field, and then we feel off. So these off energies that we feel, especially with certain people that we find we don't want to be around, they don't make us feel good, or we immediately go into child mode or victim mode, or we feel like we have to be a King Kong and overpower that person. It can go a number of ways. There are energies there that simply need to be released. These are unseen things, but I can see them through the practice of what I do. So all of these energies are cleared up and separated out. And again, unconditional love and forgiveness is put in place. Because if we think about it, even if we change our lifestyle, when we stop doing something, okay, I'm going to stop ingesting this, what am I going to put in place of that? Otherwise, we're leaving ourselves energetically wide open to be Swiss cheese, which then invites in what I call foreign matter, and we don't need that. So a session with me is, number one, getting the person back together energetically so that we have a good place to start. Then from there, then we start down the pathway of the chapters of who's the person involved, what's the storyline, and it's a continued process of clearing these patterns of negativity. And once those are cleared, and then the energies are recalibrated, then there's a constant revisitation of a person's pituitary gland. Why is that? Well, because it's the hard drive of the body, number one. And spiritually speaking, it's the hard drive of the body, number two. So oftentimes in a session, a person may ask, the soul may ask for a new pituitary gland several times, because they're maxing out each time there's a clearing done. So by the time a session is completed with me, your energies are brought up to speed, everything's brought back up to 100%, you're brought back to a new starting point, basically, and then the choice is up to you. Now, I would like to include that after a session, it can take sometimes a week, a couple of weeks to adjust. Why? Because there's a detox process going on now. And the detox is releasing the old and creating the new. So it's natural for us humans. We like things to be the same, whether we want to admit it or not. We like our patterns and beliefs and traditions. But when this stuff is cleared energetically, it's also yet another call to action to bring in that which will support us. And that is done during the session as well. And I phrase it as all knowledge, wisdom, skills, and understanding to be downloaded to the individual regarding whatever area we are looking at for their lives personally. Another thing that is done, too, is in society, and I don't care if it's in America or what country it is, there are the societal beliefs and cultural beliefs of this is how we do it, like here in America. Okay, we must get up at 4 in the morning, hit the freeway at 4:45, and do our 10 hours of work, and we're in this hamster wheel cycle. Well, during a session, we simply get you unplugged from some of those things and plugged back into Creator Source. So so that you personally, you, the person having the session, can get tuned in with what is your calling? Where does this need to go for you? And to have the person receive the energies directly from God, from Creator, from Source. I personally like to go through Source because it's all inclusive. So anyhow, that's what happens in a session. It's pretty intense. And even at the bakery when I am there on Tuesdays, whoever sits down in front of me, whether it's 10 minutes or an hour, 9 times out of 10, tears are shed. Why? Because we're releasing. People release the pain, the memories, whatever it is, and that makes room for the healing. That happened with all three people yesterday and then on into the evening last night. There was a busy day yesterday because of the full moon and all these energies. So this is what happens, and, you know, even if a person has a question during a session like we've done with you, Garrett, there, it's more than just the question. Who are the parties involved? What are the triggers here? Where does this go back to? You know, in the research, the point of origin, it can go back to your birth. It can go back many, many lifetimes. I am finding that many souls, I'm going back to a time period of the point of origin, back to a time before Christ. Sometimes the year is 2 digits, 3 digits, even 4 digits. So we are in a massive process collectively of releasing these old beliefs, these old archaic things. And if I were to work with Patty, the information would be very interesting of what would come forward, her personal soul journey history, the husband's personal soul journey history. What are they really doing now? What are they releasing? What does this mean? Where is it going to go? We would learn to see what the picture is on a far deeper level than what it is right here, right now. So there we go, Garrett. It's intense, and it's not light. It's intense, and the person is generally ready when they come forward, and they're ready to move forward with it. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because we've talked about this off air, but before I had the opportunity to visit with you and other healers, I was the most uptight, repressed, unhappy, blah 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 blah, that you could ever possibly imagine. You know, the world didn't see that, but that's what happened when I came home. And when we started, you know, having a chance to chat a little bit, and I worked with you on, you know, several occasions, like, well, we get one thing fixed, and it's like, oh, well, here's something else. And it's just, Stephanie, you know, what's going on with this? And then we'd have another session. It is amazing the transformation that, you know, at least that I've gone through, because I'm so, you know, the things that would always bother me forever now don't bother me any longer. The people who used to really bug me, they're not in my life anymore. The, you know, situations that were going on have changed. And it's all because, you know, we go through this cord cutting, healing, and things like that. And if you would have told me 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, that would be an experience that I would go through, I'd say, well, quit smoking the crack and go to rehab, because you are completely wrong. And now today I can tell you that after experiencing it and being open to it, holy cow, it's awesome. So if you get a chance to go to Stephanie's website, there's a link right here on the show page. Click that and do that. Let's get to our next caller, who's going to be Yvonne. Yvonne, you are now live with Stephanie. Thanks for waiting. What's your question today?
Hi. My question is, when am I going to meet someone new for love?
Okay. Well, Yvonne, I would love if you lived in California so you could come to our workshop a week from Saturday. Rebecca and I are doing a workshop on love, sex, and relationships. So with this kind of question, and this question is asked of me frequently, first of all, in terms of life path, you're a number 8. And so you are naturally business-focused, entrepreneur, always seeking to attain the end goal here, whatever it takes to get to the end goal. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Very good. In the matter of love, first of all, it's very important for all of us who are looking for love or thinking about it to have a beautiful love relationship within our own selves first. And the reason is this raises our vibration. When people are looking for love because there's something hurting within and they're looking for someone to complete them, this is when we run into a lot of problems, because the journey here is for us to love ourselves so much that we're going to bring in that frequency or higher. So in terms of that, number one, I do feel that you have been working on yourself in general anyway for this. Secondly, it's like whatever has happened in the past, normally it's caused some hurt and pain, some disassociation, some abandonment, then coming back together and then deciding, okay, well, this is what I want to do. This is how I want to do it. And also with being Leo on the Virgo side, you have the feeling and passion, yet you also are wanting to make sure that you think about it thoroughly because it's important to you to not be hurt again. So in terms of love, and it's actually a good time because a lot of these planets are finally going direct. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're interested in your life, go out and do those things because that's where you're going to find the common denominator frequency. What I see for you, it's probably still going to be another 4 or 5 months. So we're looking at probably January or so, December, January, when you come into contact with this person. It's not someone that you know at present. This will be a person that's new to you. So whatever invitations you receive to go out, socialize, whatever, do so. But there is someone coming in for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks,
you're so
Yvonne.
Welcome.
We should, Stephanie, we should break out into Lovers in the Air. Okay, maybe not.
I'll let you keep singing. You're the blonde Jesus guy. Okay.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so let's get to Lisa. Lisa, you are next with Stephanie. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Hi, thank you so much. I'm finally getting better after 18 years of being extremely sick and unable to work. I've been sick since I was 15 and I'm 58, and science is catching up, and I'm trying to find direction in my life. But what to do and where to go and all that good stuff.
Okay, so in other words, what I'm hearing between the lines is finding your purpose?
Yes.
Okay, all right. First of all, in numerology, you are a life path number 6. And 6 means being of service. 6 is people, family, social. So in your world, whether you want it or not, it's important for you to be around people. You've been around people the first half of your life in this capacity. The focus has been on healing and your own healing. Right now, you are in your second Saturn return. And so this is a normal part of the process. It is very normal. And in fact, it would tell me that you're more on track than you think you are, because this is the time when we do revisit what are we doing and what do we want to do for the rest of our life. You're asking yourself, what do I want to do when I grow up? So part of this is going to be a service to people. It's important for you to share about the healing that you have experienced. I do see you partly more so on the passion side of things, of your purpose, going out in the world and either doing workshops or seminars, talking with people about how to do their own healing. I do see that you will be, if you're not already, you'll be in this realm of the world, what I call the esoterics or the metaphysics. So you are probably going to end up getting into Reiki. You're going to learn more about how to move the energy based upon what you have learned about your health. And it will be very good. It's almost like you're a consultant. And at some point, I see you actually working with a small group of quote-unquote survivors in like a hospital setting. So it will be interesting because you are a natural teacher. And when you feel ready for your calling, the energy healing will be there for you, believe it or not. It's been part of your calling in this lifetime. And you're an Aquarian, so you are here for the greater good of the whole. Okay. And an example of this is if a spaceship were to land, then Aquarius is going to be the first one to go up and knock on the door and say, let me in, I got to see what's going on in here. So that's who you are by nature. And so
but
you have a natural curiosity. Mm-hmm.
But I'd bring cookies.
Go ahead. Oh, okay,
cookies.
Yes, there you go.
I've looked
cookies and donuts and coffee. And
yes, I would. I was looking at becoming an end-of-life doula. Would I be suited for that?
Okay. Yes, you would, actually, because you're already in tune with the best and the worst of what your journey has been. And, you know, it's interesting you say that. A very good friend of mine in Portland, Oregon, is now doing that. And there is so much love and compassion. It's teaching her so much about life and what she can bring to the table. And she just loves it. And I see that as something that you would enjoy doing too. And you will eventually, if you're not doing it yet, you'll bring in your own stones and crystals. I see you having your own special quartz crystal and amethyst, just a few of them. So that would behoove you to do this, yes, and especially with the number six. And you're also helping people to transition to move on into the next life, to move on to the other side, and to do so with love. That would definitely suit you very, very well, my dear.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Yeah. You are so welcome. You're so welcome, and thank you for being here on the planet. This is great.
Good. God bless you. Thank you both.
Thank you, Lisa.
Yes,
have a terrific day today.
Thank you.
And we're moving to our next caller, who is Rose. Rose, welcome to the show. You're now live with Stephanie. What's your question today? Rose, my dear, you're live. Hello? Well, we're going to put Rose back on hold. Maybe she went out and got a cup of coffee or something like that. Okay, let's get to Donna, and I'm going to screen some more callers. Donna, you're live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
I wanted to know about money. Sometimes I get messages, and I got a message from my mom on the other side, and she said you're going to be rewarded. So I think that maybe something's coming in for me, you know, whether it's a man or money or something, because I don't usually get those kind of messages. Yeah. And I wanted to know what you were picking up.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see here. First of all, your life path is a number four as well. So we've got a couple of number fours and a number eight today. So in your world, in your life, it is important that you have a focus in terms of bringing form and structure to people, bringing organization to other people's lives, starting with your own. And let's see, with the prosperity, I know that there is energetically different things going on, and there is a lot of talk about the money being revalued at some point in time. Some say sooner, some say later. Anyway, I'm tuning in with your mother because this is yet something else I'm able to do as well as bring in messages. And I like the one line from the movie, yes, I talk to dead people. Because you know what? They're not really dead anyway. They keep with your mother, it's very interesting. So she's showing herself to me wearing this beautiful light blue robe, and the blue is what I call the Mother Mary blue. So it's this beautiful shade of blue. The prosperity is coming to you in different ways. And the message from her is that it is coming in different ways. There's going to be the monetary, something is, you have a monetary injection coming in of some kind. It still won't be for a little while yet, not for another 4 to 6 months or so, but there is something coming in. But there's going to be some creature comforts being brought to you as well, too. It's like what one of the messages that she wants you to know is that you have been shifting your energies to where you're not trying to buck the system anymore. You are moving with the flow of life with more ease than what you used to. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yes, you are learning to trust and to allow that there's a natural flow of energy for these things. So anyway, she wants you to know that with some of these things that are coming to you, you are going to be in the right place at the right time. One of the things is I keep hearing something about there's going to be an estate for someone, and within this there's going to be a vehicle. So whether you believe this or not, there's going to be a vehicle simply brought to you. You might have to pay like tax, or, you know, like the license tabs on it, it's going to be extremely minimal. You're going to end up with a different vehicle. You're going to eventually end up in a different living space, although it looks like for you, you still might stay in the same living space. You know, you're going to have to wait things out. But you're being rewarded in different ways. Another way that you're being rewarded as well is your gifts, because you have your own spiritual gifts too. And so that is yet another form of the reward that's coming to you. So this isn't just a money thing. This is all the way around blessings and prosperity that's coming to you. You did mention a man, a relationship. That will be coming, and that's also probably not for a little while yet. But what she's showing me is the 7-month mark. So anywhere from 7 weeks to 7 months, you'll be connecting with someone else, a new person, also new to you too. And I'm finding that that's common. A lot of people who are in search of love are probably a blessing, unfortunately, connecting with new energies, because why? It's bringing in like vibration and higher. So you've worked enough with your own energies that that's what's being brought to you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was wonderful.
It's quite a bit.
What is your
yeah.
What is your website? Because I was thinking, I'm in California. Where is that little workshop you're having?
Oh, the workshop is in Long Beach, California, and my website is whitelight.love. The website that you can sign up at, and Garrett has that too, is iamrebecca.com, and that has the information. But it's at the Golden Sales Best Western in Long Beach. Go ahead, Garrett.
Okay.
And I was going to just say, on the show page right there, between Stephanie's pretty face, I've got ads, I believe, running for the show as well, or if not, I forgot to do it. But you can go to iamrebecca.com for more information, and or you can ping me on Facebook or ping Stephanie on Facebook. We'll be glad to get you more information. But I will tell you, it'll be a fun workshop. I went to the last one, and I will tell you, it's a six-hour workshop, and you're like, holy cow, I can't stay awake for 15 minutes of a conference call. There's no way I could do 6 hours of a workshop. I will tell you, it was the fastest 6 hours of my life. And I got through it and going, and I was like, well, we're done. It's 4 o'clock already. We got to go. And we had to go. So it is absolutely worth the money. It is totally worth the time. And you will be extremely pleased with your result. And again, that is an unpaid endorsement for the fact that you are going to get ready to change your life for the better. It is totally fun. So you got to go. So, Donna, we're going to move on. We got about 15 minutes left. Thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Oh, you're welcome.
We're going to jump to Jessica, who was born November 26th, 1988. Jessica, you are now live with Stephanie. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. How can I help you today?
Okay, when I was a child, I had a very, weird spiritual experience happen to me, and
okay.
Ever since then, I've always thought about it, I always go back to it. It's something that happened to me that I could never forget, and
okay.
I just wanted to know why it happened to me, like, what it all means.
Okay. Okay, and how old were you at the time of this experience?
I would guess I was like maybe 8, 7.
Yeah, okay, that's good, because I was going to ask, is it before 7 or after 7? So there's a very specific reason for that. Anyway, with a spiritual experience, and to me it feels like a visualization, you saw something. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So something was presented to you. And at the age of 7 or 8, see, psychologically, on the one hand, psychologists will tell you this, the brain changes. So we flip from the creative side, the right brain, over into the left brain. And then kids start this thing called school, and it's like, okay, left brain, left brain, left brain. And then there's people like you and people like me where we say, no, right brain, right brain, left brain, right brain. And so anyway, this was brought to you. Number one, your life path is a number 9. This is a master number. This means that your energies are here on the planet for the greater good of the whole. The upside is that you are here to bring universal brotherhood to people. You bring the missing link to your friends, your family. It's like you have that final last piece of the jigsaw puzzle, and that's like, I got it. The difficult thing for you, Jessica, is that as people come into your world, you are there to bring that last missing link, and oftentimes people then pass through. So they're not here to stay.
Yes.
Now you're, yes. And so this will be very much who you are the rest of your life. It's not personal. You are simply helping people on their spiritual journey. You're an early Sagittarius, so you shoot that arrow of truth to where it's, you know, people receive what it is they need from you and then they move on. And again, it's not personal. The reason for the visualization is because of this number 9 path, because you are energetically very powerful on the inside. You have some phenomenal healing energies should you ever decide to really truly tap into it if you haven't already. You're very intuitive. You understand things naturally. You have what we call claircognizance, where you simply just understand. You have this natural knowingness about, oh, I see that person. This is what's going to happen. Okay. Or if someone comes into your life, you get it right away. And it's part of your common mm-hmm. sense. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Very good. So the visualization is the reminder that, first of all, this is where you've come from, spiritually speaking. And secondly, the more you progress on this journey of life, that there will be a time where you are helping people to transition in whatever way they choose. So you're at peace with it. People will come to you for messages for their loved ones. And you are learning about this side and the other side. And that
yes.
spiritual knowledge and understanding and information will continue because you're a natural teacher. You're here on the planet to help bring peace to people so that they have a better understanding of it. For example, one of my clients last night has to make a very long distance trip today because of a situation in the family. And so this is very much what we talked about and what is involved and what to expect and what her role is. And so she mm-hmm. felt more prepared after the fact, has the tools. This is something that you will be doing as well, because honestly, you're not afraid of death. I would venture almost as far to say that you've had a near-death experience, and the materialization that you witnessed may have been just exactly that. You may have left your body for a total of 5 seconds and came back, and this is what you saw in the process. So,
oh, wow.
It's a validation and a confirmation that you're in touch with the angels. You are in touch with the higher divine. And coming up for you, let me say, you are in the early part of your first Saturn return. So you're undergoing a lot of change right now anyway. So the spiritual evolution you're doing right now, you're just deciding really quick what stays, what goes, what stays, what goes. This includes people. This includes work, and this is including your belief system too. So you're mm-hmm. in a fine-tuning mode, and you will be in the fine-tuning mode till you're about 32. So just know that this is going to be part of your normal, and it's okay. You're setting your boundaries. You're empowering yourself because you are gaining the momentum that you need from the inside out to stand up and feel more ready to continue doing this work.
Okay. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yes. Whenever you said people are going to be coming in and out of my life, does that mean, like, I'm constantly going to struggle with, like, finding the one?
Yes and no. No, from this standpoint of it's what I had shared with an earlier caller. It's so important for us, and again, if you were living in California, I would suggest you come to the workshop. But it's so important for us to, first of all, fall in love with ourselves and to really, really love ourselves unconditionally, intimately, and then whatever it is that we're interested in, to go out in the world and really live our lives, you know, jump in and entrench ourselves so that we can bring in the same frequency that we are and higher. And so this is what I would suggest to you as well, number one. Number two, if you would like to take advantage and have a session for the $99 special, it's normally $120 for an hour. I would suggest that as well, because then this way we could get more specific about identifying the patterns of negativity, or, you know, to clear that out, also to clear the psychic hooks, the cords, and so on that may be, you know, unknowingly interrupting your intentions. Also, in a Saturn return, you're letting go of a lot of stuff in general. There will be a time where this energy does level out. So right now, where you're at now is you're a different person than what you will be in a couple of years. So, but it doesn't mean that love cannot come to you. But it would behoove you to have a session and we can get the energies, the ickies cleared out is what I call it. But that'll change
that,
for you in time. Mm-hmm.
And with that, Jessica, we're going to move on. We're going to try to get one more caller in before the show. Thank you very much for calling in today. And we're going to jump over to Carissa. And Carissa was born 4/27/76. Carissa, you are now live with Stephanie. Welcome to the show. And what's your question?
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. My question is about my love life. And I really want to start a family, but it seems like that's been kind of difficult for me. I haven't exactly planned it out. So I guess the question is what I can do to start my family, or what advice you have for me.
Okay. First of all, your life path is also a number 9. So if you were listening to the previous caller, there's the positives and the negatives of that. Secondly, in terms of starting a family, if it's a pregnancy issue, there is a testimony at my website of a woman who she and her husband tried to get pregnant for over 6 years, and she had one 30-minute session with me, and she got pregnant immediately. Doesn't mean that that's the all-around answer for everybody, but they were ready for that. With you and then starting a family, there's definitely some challenges there. First of all, the security base with your partner looks like it needs to have more security in the foundation, if you will. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is the family, it looks like it wouldn't start for another year or two, is what I am seeing. So take the time right now to nurture yourself and to, you know, be present in the relationship that you're in. And sometimes families start whether we're ready or not. So be open to that as well. And welcome in the highest and best for whatever soul would like to unite with you from the other side. So there's a little bit of a process here, but it is a matter of opening up your heart, mind, and soul, and knowing that, you know, it will happen in divine time, yet at the same time, there is the planning as far as, you know, the house, the bedrooms, the financial aspect, and so on, that will come together for you. So for that, it looks like, you know, it's going to be another 8 to 12 months before you guys feel ready to turn that corner. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah. Financially, I'm not ready, that's for sure.
Yeah, so it looks like that base will need to be built up a little bit more in terms of just stability. It's not so much how much, but it's just the stability of knowing that you're going to be steady Eddie and that you can proceed forward with your plan. You know, whether you're in a shared partnership or if you choose to be a single mom, that's okay too, you know.
And with that, Carissa, we're going to say good luck and thank you for that. Stephanie, our time has come to a close. Can you believe the hour of power has flown by so quickly?
The hour of power, yes.
Woo!
Yes.
So everybody come to the workshop if you're in Southern California on Saturday, September 16th. Go to iamrebecca.com for more information. Stephanie Girard is a very special VIP guest. presenter there, co-host, or whatever the appropriate term is, Stephanie, that I've completely mangled at this point. But Stephanie's going to be there. You can meet her in person and give her a hug. You will totally have a great experience. If you'd like a private reading, please go to Stephanie's website. There's a link right here on the show page for you. And with that, I think Rob is going to do a rated LGBT radio tomorrow night. So tune in for that live at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I'll be back with Stephanie, Rebecca, and lots of other fun folks in the very near future. Have a great day, and please don't drive distracted.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.